إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Ramadan is leaving and we have less than a week left. Ramadan is packing his bags to leave us, and who knows if you will live the next year. Do your best in those days in dua and in salat and attending the masjid. There is no more time, and what a quick visitor is Ramadan. Before you know, he comes. And before you know, he leaves. My khutbah today, ikhwani, I was wondering what to talk about. But I remembered it is a school holiday. And I remembered it is Ramadan. So today probably will be the busiest day of the year. Especially with the young shabab. And I thought I would address you today in a very troubling topic, a very important matter, something crucial in your life, something can be the dividing line between success and loss. And when I say success and loss, I'm talking in this dunya, in this life, in the hereafter. The beauty of Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger never left anything except it is covered. And important topics are usually, there are abundant of ayat and ahadith talking about. In my address also, I specifically want the sisters to open their ears and open their hearts and understand what I'm going to talk about. A matter that we overlook. And us as parents also, we don't invest in enough time. Because everyone who has a child, has a son, knows exactly what I'm talking about. This topic, ikhwani, this matter, it becomes like a drug. Take hold of your kid and your son or your daughter. He cannot let go of it. It becomes like an addiction. Something, a concept, a matter that is so important that if you don't address it at its early time, it takes hold of your son and you see your son going down the drain, but you can't do anything about it. And I'm not talking about drugs, and I'm not talking about cigarettes. It is the roots of drugs and cigarettes. It is the roots of pornography. It is the roots why your daughter decides to remove the hijab. And it is the roots why your daughter decides to put on the hijab. It is the companionship. It is a sohbah. It is the friendship. It is mentioned in the Quran, in many ayat, addressed in the Quran, in many verses, because of its high importance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created the creation, He made souls, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith Abi Hurairah, الأرواح جند مجندة ما تعارف منها ائتلف وما تناكر منها اختلف. The souls. الروح, not the body, the ruh inside. Your thoughts, your heart, your ruh. ما تعارف منها. Whenever become familiar and have harmony amongst each other, ائتلف, you see them, they come in real together. وما تناكر. Which they disagree and they don't like each other, اختلف, they stay away from each other. And they say it in the modern, in English, birds of feather flock together. So in reality of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dwelling into the soul of a human being. If your soul is filthy, then you're going to like the filthy people. You can't sit with the brothers who eat, reading through the Quran and making dhikr. You can't sit with them if you're hashash. If you're a person of drugs, you can't sit with them. These people are not going to talk about the latest drug or the latest score or the latest girl or the latest fashion. These people wear abaya and thawb and grow their beards. You don't fit amongst them. You feel a mutanakil. And if your soul is good, then you only feel peaceful amongst your brothers. Another important hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. My brother, I give you an advice. I am a father and a teacher. I give you an advice that I give my own son, Ya Shabab, my sister. If you're riding in a car with kids with all funny haircuts, and they're smoking cigarettes and they're speeding, the police or the person from outside, when he say, and you're a righteous brother, you just are, you are with them. You happen to be with them in this car. Any person standing by, whether he's a police or any person, when you look at the car, he's not going to exclude you and say, yeah, mashallah, look at him, he's the good brother. No, he will not say, mashallah, look at him, he's the good brother. You're hashash like them! Even if you don't take hashish. You're filthy just like them, even if you don't practice filth. Why? Because you are on their religion, on their way, on their method, on their manner. Because you accepted to be in that environment. So the people are going to categorize you like that. And as the poet once said, مَنْ يَكُنِ الْغُرَابُ دَلِيلُهُ يَمُرُّ بِهِ عَلَى جِيَفِ الْكِلَابِ. If you take your friend and your guide in your life, the crow is only going to take you to the corpses of dogs, you know, the dead dogs where he eats from. So in reality, أخي, in the second hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highlighted that who you are as a person is those companionship. We underestimate the influence of a friend on a brother. You underestimate it. Just yesterday, somebody was telling me about a good sister who took a companion, an evil woman. It doesn't have to be, wal'iyadu billah, a prostitute. An evil girl who's not to her standard in manners, not to her standard in qualities, not to her standard in deen. Everyone advised her to stay away from this girl. But she didn't listen. Because this girl is fun. This girl is hot to be with. It's cool to be with. She's a fun girl. She likes to go to cafes. She likes to go out. She's got so much friends. Every day we're doing something new. I am bored at home. I want to be with her. Slowly, slowly, she took this girl down the drain and she became just like her. No hijab, no salat, no deen, cigarettes. And now, because the friend is from the people who believe that there is no sunnah, only Quran. Only Quran. And we don't believe Al-Quraniyun. And the Quraniyun by ijma' kafara. There's no doubt they are kafara. Every individual of them who say there is no such a thing as sunnah, and we don't take Bukhari, we don't take Muslim, Tirmidhi, this be with ijma'. There's no difference amongst the ulama that these people are kafara. Now she has doubt in Bukhari and in Muslim and say, I only want to take the Quran. Even this girl, I can't call her sister, she's not religious. And the other one was religious. But slowly, slowly, the doubt, the companionship is vital, ya akhi. You think this brother will not influence you, or he will not influence your son. But no, the influence will come. And you will learn bad habits from this and that, from these friends, if you're not aware. And it's very important that one of the characteristics of the tawbah, the ulama said, and I direct this to my brothers and sisters, one of the characteristics of tawbah is to abandon the friends that you used to do haram with. My young brothers, my children, very important, whether you are at school, whether you are at university, or at work, to be keen to know, who is this person that I'm taking my companion? Do not be fooled that he can make you laugh. Do not be fooled that she is the popular girl in the school, my sister. No. Because she will teach you habits that you never knew. And she opens your eyes on habits that you never heard before. And she make haram easy for you. And for you, and we all understand the peer pressure in the psychology of a human being, where you feel you have to act like that so you can fit in amongst the group. And do not be upset if they say you are secluded or you are a nerd. I'd rather be a nerd in this dunya and have a good future and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa huwa anni rab. Well, he is pleased with me. Listen to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the famous hadith, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, and listen to the parable the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew. He said, alayhi salatu wa salam, innama mathalul jalisi s-salihi wa jalisi s-su'. The parable of a person, of a good person that you sit with, and the evil person that you sit to, jalis, meaning what? Meaning you regularly sit with him. Yani, even my older brothers, who likes to play cards, play cards, and he has jalis, julasa, and we all know the swear words and the filth that comes out of the mouth when they play cards, huh? Slowly, slowly say, but I'm not like him. No, Habibi, in next step, they will put you the argile and you smoke. And the third step, you start swearing like they swear. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a parable of al-jalis al-salih wa jalis al-su. He said, alayhi salatu wa salam, كحامل المسك ونافخ الكير. حامل المسك the one who carries mask and sells bottles of mask. النافخ الكير the blacksmith who blow into the fire. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام حامل المسك إما أن يهديك. Allah gives you mask, so you're going to benefit a good smell from him. وإما أن تبتاع منه, or you buy from him. If he doesn't give you free perfume, or you buy from him, you're always going to smell a good smell from him. يعني a good brother, a good friend. He either, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he either give you a good advice. Did you pray, Habibi? You come to the masjid. Why are you doing this haram? Or he will, you buy off him, you come to him and say, brother, I don't know, you know, I'm finding this essay hard. Can you help me with it? Yeah, come sit down, come to me. Brother, what do you think I should do? He sees you that you have a problem with your mother or with your father. Shuf an evil brother and a good brother. He says, you know what, there's old generation that's so dumb, just leave them, mate. I hate my parents too. Man, they're living back in Lebanon in their own box. Shuf, he planted a seed of hatred towards your parents. He said, the Jalis al-Su'a, he would say, well, man, you should be patient. But you know, they're getting old and now they're a bit temperamental and be patient and bir al-walidayn and love your parents and take that. Shuf, the difference between the two. The other one, nafikh kir, he's blowing fire into your relationship with your parents, and the other one, he's trying to correct it. And the worst thing from this good person can happen is he doesn't give you advice, nor you take from him an advice, but at least he doesn't teach you bad habits. At least he doesn't direct you to the wrong thing. Amma hamilul kir, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِمَّا أَنْ وَنَافِخُ الْكِيرِ إِمَّا أَنْ تُحَرِقَ ثِيَابَكَ. You come near to him, he blows in the fire, the sparks come and burn your clothes. So either he's going to give you a bad advice, وَإِمَّا أَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْهُ رِيحًا مُنْتِنَةً. Or you, the least thing, you have what? A dirty, awful smell coming out from him. And before I stop the first khutbah, I'll remind you what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. It's a striking ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put an important line here about the bad companion, where he will lead you or she will lead you on the day of judgment. يقول المولى عز وجل ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه. And on that day the oppressor will bite on his nails. يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا. He says, I wish I have taken a path with the messenger. So the ظالم in Jahannam saying, I wish I took a path following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Zalim, what has stopped you? Ya Zalim, what has stopped you from taking such a person, a good camp? What has stopped you from following the messenger? Here comes the hasra. Ya waylata, woe to me. Laytani lam attakhid fulanan khalila. Woe to me. I wish I've never taken such a person as a good friend. When you're in Jahannam, my brother, it's all the fault of this brother. He kept on nagging me, turned me away from following the Islam, following the deen. I remember my father said, stay away from him. I remember my family warned me from him. But I used to think that my father is old-fashioned and this boy is fun. إِفَنَّنْ خَلَقَكْ يُوْ إِنْ جَهَنَّمْ. Now, what are you going to do? You in Jahannam now and there is no way out. Ya waylata, woe to me. You curse yourself because you took him as a companion. He said, لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. He has misguided me from the remembrance. The remembrance is what? It's not only the remembrance of the deen. The remembrance that people warned you from this companionship. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. The shaitan then, he will not benefit you and he will leave you in Jahannam. Ikhwani, my brothers and sisters in Islam, in this section of the khutbah, few ahadith and a few ayat about the importance of knowing who is your friend. And don't think a bad friend doesn't influence you. Wallahi, just being around them, you start building a bad relation, a bad name for yourself, a bad image for yourself. And staying away from them and adopting a new companionship, you change. And I will see in the second khutbah how your image and your personality and your nafs and your way of thinking change. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.